Well, Darrell, lots of talk these days about where interest rates may be going. Both Canada and the U.S. have talked about holding interest rates, at least in the near term. But I understand you're seeing some signs that may point to this won't last a whole lot longer here.
I think we're getting some warnings from some very high-profile people in the industry, particularly the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke in the U.S., as well as our Finance Minister Flaherty in Canada, just giving more or less a signal to the markets to be prepared for higher rates to come in the future. Of course, that's probably been a lot stronger from our finance minister, who just recently, you know, warned mortgage holders not to expect rates to remain low and not to get over-leveraged. He's also sent a signal that if mortgage markets look like they're going to get too hot, that they will invoke some requirements that people will have to put a larger down payment before they can get a mortgage.
So those type of comments are the political comment behind it, but you're also watching some technical issues that may give you an idea that this won't last much longer either, Darrell?
Yes, I'm looking at the major trading interest rate instruments, which of course trade in the United States, and one is a 10-year note, and the other one is the U.S. 30-year bond. And looking at the price action on those two contracts here since spring, we saw the markets, of course, reach the lowest interest rate levels as indicated by the price structure of the notes and the bonds. In about early May, there was a sharp sell-off, which indicated that the trade was getting a little bit nervous about higher rates to come, but then the market rallied all the way back up to the same level that we saw in the spring, around the 120 level. That happened in early December, and now we have lost about 400 basis points in the course of the past month.
So what does that tell you, Darrell, or what signal does that send to you here?
Well, a lower market in treasuries, and these markets work, it's an inverse price relationship, Ray. As the market trades lower, interest rates go higher. So that market is signaling here that as we go forward that rates are projected to go higher in the long term. In the short term, of course, the average consumer is not going to be able to see that because short-term rates will hold steady just where they are right now. But the long-term view that we're looking at, it would appear that the trend line is being breaking to the downside.
So as you see this forthcoming for our producers, what's the management strategy around these interest rates, Darrell? How do you approach it?
I think what you want to do is tally up the size of your long-term debt. And of course, that would be mortgage debt and maybe some longer-term term debt on equipment in multiples of 100,000, because the instrument size is 100,000 U.S. Interest rate note. And then that becomes an issue that can be hedged just like any other inventory item. And the approach that has to be taken here, because it's an inverse relationship, is that you would want to be selling the market forward so that if rates did in fact increase, you would capture that drop in the market, which would offset the cost of higher interest rates.
Interesting strategy, Darrell. Is it prudent for producers to step up now? Are we going to see this change in the next 6 months or so?
Well, we've done previous alerts on this before, Ray, and I believe that the message that was given to producers was to get prepared for it, so that they were organized to deal with it. And this movement here now has just happened in the past month of December, so I think now would be a good time to move those plans into execution. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.